Today's daf in Masechet Gittin, brought to me Beit Chabot Yerushalayim, is daf Lamed Vav, and we are holding close to one third of the way down at the two dots. So the next thing that the Mishnah mentioned, now even though our girsa here is Ve'ha'edim Chotmim Al Get, as we mentioned when we learned the Mishnah, Tosfos makes it clear that it should not say Ve'ha'edim. Because Ve'ha'edim means that it's yet another one of the Hatakonets of Rebbe Gamliel HaZaken. And we're going to see in this sugya that Dafka was not Rebbe Gamliel HaZaken, and that it was before his time, because he makes a comment on the advisability of this tremendous Takana. So it should just say Ha'edim. There's another Takana, Ha'edim Chotmim, on the Shtarot in general, Bipdei Tikkun Olam. And then there's the last one, that Hillel was mitaken prosbo mipnei tikkun olam. So these are separate tikkun olams and separate takonos from different people in our Mishnah. Ask the Gemara, but what is that supposed to mean? Edim signing a contract, mipnei tikkun olam. What good is a contract without a signature? Mipnei tikkun olam, it's a dioraita. I mean, the whole mekor, the model that we have of contracts, is from the story prior to the Churban HaBayit, where the Yirmiyahu is told the whole story that his cousin's going to come and he's going to buy a soda, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Sodot b'kesef yiknu, v'chatov b'sefer, v'chaton, v'ha'ed edim. So this is b'feresh, ha'ed edim. That's mamish, the mocker in Yirmiyahu. Yeah, there is. We mean that it's not that we're learning it out from here, but that since we see that that's the way that it needs to be done, so Mimela, this is the we understand that the Navi is an expression of a clarity of what it means to have a contract. That's what Diorita would mean in this sense. You can't say Diorita is a chiyuv. It's that the vision of the Torah of what constitutes a contract is a signature that stands up. I mean, if it doesn't have a document that stands up, if it doesn't have anything on it to be mekayim it, how in the world would it be considered to be a document that's going to be obeyed for deiris and so on and so forth? What's its value? That's what we're asking. So what are you calling this tikkun olam? This is the way the Torah sees the document up front. Well, my rabbah, but remember that the question of the chatima is very different. Aliba, the Rebbe Elazar, and Rebbe Meir, because if our mission is going according to Rebbe Elazar, and Rebbe Elazar holds that you can have a document where the entire kritut, and karti is not the relationship to gittin, but this is all gittin. We use the words from gittin nashim, but obviously the story in Yirmiyahu is referring to a sale of a piece of property, and that's not gittin nashim. But as we saw, Tosfos speaks out in the first half of the Masechta that the lashon of get is usually a reference to dinim of all contracts. So according to Rabbi Elazar, the contract per se is not what works. It's the fact that somebody utilizes this contract by handing it over, and there are witnesses to that handing over. That is what is the ikker contract. And therefore, the takana over here would be that you don't need to trace those people. So takinu rabbanan, what's the tikkun olam? Takinu rabbanan edei chatima, we want people to actually sign. And that is tikkun olam. Why? Because zimni d'maite sa'adi, what if those witnesses die? Or inami zimni d'azil medinatayam, what if they disappear? So now we're not going to be able to utilize the document on its own because we're going to need the edei mesira. So therefore we want to have a document that stands up mipnei tikkun olam without the people present. Once it is signed and that signature is now mikuyam in beitin, or can be mikuyam by people who recognize it and so on. So once we have a signature, that is considered to be omed liyamim rabim. That's what Yirmiyahu is looking for. That's something that should be able to stand for generations. And that's why he tells them, put it into cheres. So these, according to Rebbe Elazar, are Eitzot Tovot, which now the Beit Din was mitargim into a Tikkun HaOlam in general, that we shouldn't even accept contracts that aren't signed. Rav Yosef Amar, what do you have to say that for? You could even make our Mishnah go according to Rabbi Meir. When it says that Edim should sign, how do you know that it means the fact of signature? Maybe the Tikkun HaOlam is the way that Edim should sign. Namely, that according to Rabbi Meir, the Tikkun HaOlam is that the signatures should have a name. Because in terms of the power of the document to be able to be activated, it would be sufficient to put on the bottom of the page, "and I sign," without saying who I am. Or I affix my mark below.
That's called the...
And you put an X. Because the point is that there were people standing there and they gave the tokef to the shtar. Right? So now the shtar has value. You'll say, okay, but what if somebody's ma'ar er on the shtar and says, no, how do I know that this is real? So then, indeed, how will you be mekayem that shtar? Because if there's no name on it, what's the chances that you're going to find someone who could say, oh, I recognize that writing? I mean, that's almost impossible. Therefore, the Tikkun HaOlam was, according to Rabbi Meir, a signature has to be a signature of a name and not a mark, or not just an I sign.
That's called a signature.
Yeah. Why not? I mean, even today we use a mark. The question is, we need people that will attest to the fact that they're Mekayim, that this mark is the mark of so-and-so who doesn't know how to write his name. That's not the point.
The notary goes to a place and the person can't sign and shakes mm-hmm. or whatever. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have a hand for whatever reason. We called up once the bar station and said, what do? They said, it doesn't matter. You can put his mark on
his fingerprint.
You can do
and
anything.
Then you're Mekayim. You're Mekayim the mark.
Exactly.
That's the value of the notary. The notary is the kiyum of the shtar. But the etzem shtar is the person's fingerprint or his mark, his X, whatever. So therefore, Kinetanya Berishona, used to be before this takana, a witness would say, Ani Ploni, without saying who Ploni was, or I sign. Ploni doesn't mean so-and-so. Right? I, a human, have signed this as a witness. Eid, Chatati Eid. So then, what would we do if there was an RR? So, Im Katav Yado Yatse Mimakom Acher Kasher, if we could match up that exact signature from a place where Beit Din had been mekayemet, so let's say there was a notarization of a contract that had that writing on it that say, I sign below, or I do hereby sign, that is to say, because that was the signature, then that would be the kiyum. But if you didn't find something like that, you'd be in trouble. How would you be able to be mekayemet since you have no idea? You're randomly looking for people who are going to recognize this writing. It's almost impossible. Vimlav Pasu, because you couldn't stand up to any kind of irur of a baal, or in the case of a get, or irur of the person who's claiming that this is his sales contract. And therefore, Amar Amgam Leo, Takana Gedola Hitkinu, and here this is Rabbi Tam's Raya, that it was not Rabbi Gamliel's Takana. This Rabbi Gamliel was talking about an extent Takana, and therefore you should not have that letter Vav in the opening words, ve'ha'edim chotmin, because that makes it sound like it's a continued list of Rav Gamliel Hazak and Stakanot. It was not a continued list. There's no vav. This is a separate section. What?
It would be the second Rav Gamliel.
Yeah, I guess. He understood that it's not. So I'm a Rav Gamliel, just based on the time of the bright time. Takana gedola itkinu shiyum mifarshim shmoteyem begitin. And therefore, the takana was alibet Rabbi Meir, not only Rabbi Elazar, and that the chatom in terms of Yirmiyo did not require a name, but they made a takana that you must write your name Ani X Ben Y A. Okay, so that's a tremendous takana. That way, we simply look around for somebody who knows that person. He comes into court, looks at the signature, and identifies it. Ask the Gemara, so are you saying that marks are not, any iftidis takon are not acceptable as a signature? But we know for a fact that some of the greatest dayanim did use marks. And he wanted to have some fun, you know. So when Rav would sign, he didn't sign his name. He drew a little fishy. Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina, obviously, a Lashon of Chen and the Tzaddik, Tamar Yifrach, he drew a palm tree. So it's Yer Charuta. Rav Chista made a nice looking samach for Chista. Rav Hoshaya made an ayin for Hoshaya. You know, Rabba Baravuno always would rather be sailing. Tzir Makuti would draw a little sailboat. Can you imagine Rav Yash drawing? These people were so much fun. So how could you get away with that? Because I thought this is a takana. You got to write your name. Shiny Rabbona. No, these are great people. Everybody. I mean, these signatures were in Hollywood and in the sidewalk. The celebrities, everybody knows them. So the Biki and Simonayu. And that's all very nice, but how did they get them famous in the first place? I mean, you have to start somewhere. When was the first time you signed with a selling book? Ah, no, that first they put out a disc, right? And then on their first disc that made a hit, they had this cover on the disc. So once Safkina Badiskes, they got it out with their first disc, and then people would see, you know, the sailing boat, and they would know that, you know, the star of the sailing boat was Rav Huna. So from then on, he could sign on real contracts. And in the days before they had, you know, all kinds of discs, they had letters of Shavuos V'Tshuvos or so, and a disc just means the type of letters that go back and forth before they were legal documents.
Shlomot means greetings. Shlomot, the Rashi says it's greetings.
Huh?
It's greetings, like letters of blessing.
Yeah, regular letters. How you doing? Yeah, what do you mean?
That's fantastic.
What, you think that's...
You've lost the humanity, so to know that the Dolan wrote letters...
No, you need that. If somebody signs a sailing boat on his letter, on his contract, you don't understand that there's a little bit of humanity there. I'm saying, can you imagine today Gottel's writing a sailing boat?
What an amazing
piece.
Okay, Rebbe,
let's sit in. Hillel Hitkin Prusbo. So Hillel made a takana for Prusbel. That was the last case in our Mishnah. It's not hot. So we had, of course, in Masechet Shavuot, that in a case where someone writes a Prusbel, eno meshamit, then Shviyas is not meshamit. V'zeh echad min advarim shitkin Hillel zaken. This is one of the takanas of Hillel, and he did this because shira'at ha'am shinim ne'um la'alvot zeetzeh. So he saw that people were not willing to engage in making loans prior to Shemitah, and in that of Ruah Mashakatub Batorah, Yishamer Lecha Pen Yedavar Im Levavcha B'Liyal, be very careful, there shouldn't be something rotten in your heart, Leimor, to say to yourself, well, you know, Karvah Shnat Hasheva, Shnat Shnat Rita, I don't know, it's pretty close to Shemitah, you know, this guy going to pay me back. Ra'ay necha be'achicha evyon v'lo titen lo v'kara lecha l'ashem v'ayabach ha'chet. This is a horrible thing. So in order to allow people to continue to have normal business intercourse and there should be loans available and people shouldn't come to be raw in the end. Well, mad v'itkin prusbo v'zeu gufa shal prusbo. The essence of the prusbo is Mosrani lachem ploni v'ploni dayanim shebamachem ploni shekol chov sheyesh li'etzel ploni sheegvenu kozman she'erze. So I am giving, now this is major, major machlokas rishonim, as we know, whether the idea of the prusbo is a formal mesirut shtar to Beis Din, and that the essentially, the idea of the prusbel, therefore, would be somech on the sense, which is mashpa from the Sifriyas of the Oraita, which is that asher yelacha tachicha teshamet yadecha, and that's dafka, the idea from you, or lo tigos achicha, but a bezdin, that's not included in achicha, and bezdin has a right to be gova ashtar. But if that were the case, time, this is how Rashi understands it, but if that were the case, then the Mishnah, which says two completely different things, that either an actual Moshe Shtaratov LeBeitin or a Prusbel, Eino Mishamed, which is Mashmut, it's a completely different issue. If it's literally, the way Rashi seems to learn, that it's Moshe Shtaratov LeBeitin, and that the din of Moshe Shtaratov LeBeitin, apparently, according to Rashi, is Mechulak in two issues. That Beis Din isn't over if it attempts to collect, but nonetheless, Shvius would be Meshamet alone. There's two different issues over here. One is the Isser of Loti Gos, that you're not allowed to collect a loan. The other is the question of whether the loan exists. So how would they make a loan exist that doesn't exist? That was the Takana Prusba, which the Gemara is going to be talking about. And that was not what the Sifri was referring to, is his approach. But if that is the case, then it would mean that you cannot be Moser Shtar a milveh bal peh. You can't be Moser with a Prusba, because you're not. There's no Moser Shtarot of the Basin. So if that's the modality, so then it shouldn't work. And it's indeed just being machloket, you know. So if, however, the whole idea of a prusbo is that it's as if you've begun the process of being tovea alone by registering your intent in the court of opening a procedure at the time that the loan is ready to be collected, that you don't want to wait and you want the procedure, so then that would already be a real takana and wouldn't matter whether it was a shtar or whether it was about peh, because it's not being segmented on the idea of Moshe Shtarot of the Beit Din. But anyway, we're going to have quite a bit about prusbos, so let's let it develop itself as the sugya develops. We don't paskin, there's machlokes and adayon, and therefore people do prusbos in different ways. So the dayanim, as we saw before, chot min lamata, or the edim of chot min lamata, and that's what the prusbos is. What? How's that possible? What do you mean? Mi'ik amiti debini raita mishamet et shvi'it? You're telling me that Hillel walked in one day and decided to cancel mitzvah in the Torah? What is that supposed to mean? If shvi'it is mishamet et loans, so how did Hillel make a takana b'lo mishamta? Now, obviously, as Tosis points out over here, why don't we just take for granted that the reason that he does, the way that he does this, is with Hefker Beis Din Hefker, because we're going to have to end up, anyway, as we'll see later in the sugya, we're going to have to end up using the Keach Beis Din for Hefker Beis Din. So why don't we just say that that's the point, and that would work even under the Oraita? Why do we have to first go through all of the rigmarole of coming out with, well, he was only Metaken on the Rabbona, and so on? So, I mean, Tosfos Tainis that the Gemara takes for granted that the across the board, a blanket undoing of a mitzvah utilizing Hefker Beis Din Hefker is outrageous. It's all very nice to make a takana for this particular thing. But you're telling me that if there was a mitzvah d'oraita, we should be mishakeach all mitzvah. Nobody should know from the problem of having to be mishamet loans. Doesn't make sense. So that itself doesn't make sense. I'm not asking what the mechanism is here. I'm asking how would Hillel do such a thing? It's just not mekubal to do such a thing. So that's the Gemara's kasha, explains to us. What's that?
Is the kasha against Hillel for making the prosper?
Yeah, how did he make such a thing? Well, me, he can be to be right, be shamet et shvi'it, vidkin Hillel, to lo mishamta. So Omar Abaye, Abaye says it's talking about shvi'it bizman hazeh. And it's going a little bit of Rebbe. Rebbe holds that shvi'it bizman hazeh is the Rabbana. Why? To Tanya Rebbe Omer, we have a pasuk that compares Shmitat Karkaot to Shmitat Ksafim. V'zed var ha-shmita, shamot kol ba'al masheyado, and so on. Now, this is talking about loans. Nothing to do with karka. It's not in the middle of the dinim of Shmitat Karkaot at all. So, on a simple level, we wouldn't even know that it has anything to do with each other. Because Be'etzem, the din of Shmitat Karka, is halachas in Dine Zra'im, right? It's part of Masechet Zra'im, and it has to do with the din of Atliot Ba'aretz. It's halacha in the Kedusha of the land. Being Meshamet alone is a different parsha. It has nothing to do with the land. It's a chovas haguf. It's not a chovas hakarka. And therefore, it should be totally irrelevant as to what the dinim are at that time of Kedushat Haaretz or where this was made. Right? However, says Rebbe, since the Torah puts the word Zed Var Hashmita Shamot it's mashma that the two dinim of Shemitah are interrelated. And the halach of Shemitat Karka, b'shtei Shemitot ha-katuv b'naber, achat Shemitat Karka v'achat Shemitat Ksafim, which teaches me that b'zman she'ata meshamet Karka, ata meshamet Ksafim, b'zman she'i ata meshamet Karka, i ata meshamet Ksafim. So this means that even though we have a mitzvah that's not tluya baretz, the Torah is comparing it to a mitzvah of Shemitah that is tluya baretz, and therefore the whole thing is totally on Kedushas Haaretz. Now, was there the Kedushas Haaretz at the time? So this gets us into all kinds of problems, because Enoch Inami, Taina's Rashi, that according to Rebbe, there was no din here either of Kedushas Haaretz, or ultimately, even Bizman Habayit, there was no din of Kedusha Shemitah. Why? Because the Yerushalmi learns that there's an interrelationship of Yovel to Shemitah. And therefore, since the Torah puts those two together, so the halacha is that Bizman, that the Yovel is Noeg, the Shemitah is Noeg. In the Yerushalmi, it uses this pasuk, Zed Dvar HaShemitah Shmot, which means that we're comparing the Shemitah of the Karkaot in the sense of giving back the Nachalot, not Shemitah of the Karkaot in terms of not doing Avodat HaKarka. And one is the Shemitah of Shvius, and one is the Shemitah of Yovel. And when one isn't knowing, when Yovel isn't knowing, the other one isn't knowing. And Yovel is only knowing when you have Kol Yisrael, meaning at least representation of every Shevet, is in Eretz Yisrael and is identifiable. So then we have the halach of Yovel. And even though the Gemara says that they were counting Yovelos in order to keep the count of Shemitah, that's the Rabbon. This is Rashi's approach, or many of the other Rishon. Which means that all along, even at the time of Hillel HaZaken, who was at the time of the Bayit, even at the time of Hillel HaZaken, it was 100 years before the Korban, nonetheless, they still had no Kedusha Shvias, despite the fact that there was Kedusha Saharis. There was Kedusha. What's that? That's correct. Yes, that's the Gemara. That's the whole Gemara that says, I understand. If you're telling me that when the Aseres HaShvatim left, right. So then why are you telling me that there is going to be a Bittul Shemitah? There already was a Bittul Shemitah. Do you remember the Sidra? Okay, fine. So Lamaisa, this Rashi approach is strikingly argued with by the Rabbeinu Tam because of this question. Since the Gemara brings a proof from the fact that while Yoshio is there, that the Navi is being Manabe, that the Karka is not going to be Muhzar. So apparently at the time of Yoshio, there was a Yoivo. Because otherwise, what's Yomio saying? Oh, the time is going to come that it's not going to be Chazer. So the Gemara brings a riot from there, that indeed the Aseres HaShvatim were collected by Yirmiyo and were brought, and Yoshio was made the king over them, so that there was a representation of all of the Shvatim. Obviously, it wasn't about that. It means that there were people that identified themselves as Shevet Dan, and they had their Mokum in Eretz Yisrael. Even though they were all under Malchus Beis David, they didn't have a country, but that's fine. So you had at that point a representation of all the Yud Beis Shvatim, and Shemitah was back in the place. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, once that took place, then throughout the time of the Bayit Sheni, they continued to be Mina, Yovel, and Shemitah, and therefore it would be a Deoraita. So there. How could the Gemara answer Shemitah Bizman HaZever Rebbe? Rabbeinu Tam is forced into something that we're going to see is so difficult in this sugya as it's coming, is forced into saying that Hillel was mitaken Shemitah only for the generation after the Korban because he foresaw the Korban. And we know they were all talking already about what's going to be and so on. I mean, that we have all of the Gemaras and the the time of the death that we had in Seita, that this is going to happen and that's going to happen. And they're okay, fine. So they understood that the Churban was coming, and they didn't close their eyes as they do today to geopolitical realities. And therefore, he made a takana not for his time. He made a takana for after the Churban, but Enochinami, while it was in the Uraita, he did not make this takana. Even though the Gemara we're about to see talks about the generation of Hillel, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that doesn't mean the generation of Hillel. It means the generation following Hillel. Right? Okay, a little bit pushy. Tosus himself, Tainus Rabbeinu Tam, I mean, any kindergarten child who reads Tanakh knows after he reads Ezra and Nehemiah that there ain't nobody there, that Ezra's there in order to be Miachis everybody. So how come he's not being Miachis people for Nazareth HaShvatim? Ziyukore Be'rav, he says, go ask a kindergarten child. What do you mean there were people there during the Bayit Sheni that from all of the Shvatim? So why weren't we being Miachis? Okay. Okay, good. The last verse is on the page. It goes around the top of that.
At the time of the Bayit, how did they solve the problem of the people who would not lend money? How would they solve that problem?
He couldn't solve it. No, he could only solve it. According to Rabbeinu Tam, he could only solve it later. Of course, the question that you ought to be asking is, if the problem was that they were being Ga'iv al-Mashe Katuv Batorah, that he Sharmalacha, but then it's not Mashe Katuv Batorah, because then it's only the Rabbonis, then it's not he Sharmalacha Penyeh Davarim Levav Chabliyah. So there's a fascinating Sefer Achinuch that says that even if Shemitah is the Rabbonin, the Yishamerlecha would still apply, because that's a general halacha, that if there's something there that's giving you an excuse not to lend money to Aniyim, Yishamerlecha. So what's the difference whether it's a Diorite or the Rabbonin? Okay.
In Ezra Nehemiah, there is a lesson of Kol Yisrael, there are Kol Yisrael.
But how come it doesn't talk about the Yishvatim, if that's the whole point? He's not Miyachis then. The whole point is that he's being Miyachis, everybody. Okay, whatever, fine. You have a different approach. It's good. And obviously, the Rabbeinu Tam is not taken by this problem. Yeah. Okay. But because of this, Taisva says that why would Rashi give such a crazy pshat? You understand what Rashi is doing? Rashi is saying, B'shtei Shemitot HaKatuv B'daber means Shemitas Karka of Shvius, and Shemitah's Ksofim of Shvius. And why would that mean that Bizman HaZeh doesn't apply? Because Yerushalmi says that it's dependent on Yoiva. Says, that's crazy. What are we doing two steps over here? Why isn't the Pasuk that the Gemara is quoting here the Pasuk that the Yerushalmi is quoting? Doesn't mean Shemitah's Ksofim, Shemitah's Karkos and Shvius. It means Shemitah's Karkos of Yovo, meaning to return Karkaot to Baalayim. It's not comparing Chovas HaKarka per se to the dinim of the Chovas HaHalva. So he has a completely different understanding of the Gemara here.
So we learn,
because there's no Yovel. There's no Yovel, there's no Shemitah's Ksofim. Because Shemitah's Ksofim is dependent. If the property goes back, the loan goes back. If the property doesn't go back, the loan doesn't go back. Obviously, those are not in the same years, because the property goes back in Yovel and the loans go back only in Shvius. Fine. But the point is the Torah is making them interdependent. So, Bizman Shiata Meshamet Karka, Yata Meshamet Ksafim. Therefore, it's all a takana to Rabbanan. So, Rabbanan made a takana that there should be a din of Shemitah Bizman Hazeh, and the loans are Meshumat Zecha L'Shvius. So, then Ra'a Hillel Shinenu Hamila Halot Zezeh, and therefore he was Amavit Kin Prusbo. Wait a minute, so now I don't understand. So how did the Rabbana make a takana? A guy owes money, and the Rabbana are takane. We are creating a Rabbana and Shemitah's Ksofim, that your loan doesn't have to be repaid? Isn't that outrageous? Itkinu Rabbana. Ditishamet. Well, Rabbaya, look. I mean, all they said was, you don't have to pay back your loan. So it's a Sheva Al Tasa. So the mitzvah of Priyas Balchov mitzvah, they said, okay, you don't have to do that. But the Rabbanan are able to be Eker Dioraisa with a Shevatas. They can't tell you to do something and tell you, okay, just don't do something. That's how it would work. Rava says, no, for that's I don't have a problem with that. The halakha over there, from the beginning, would be based on Hefker, Besdin, Hefker. And that, once you understand, that's what we're dealing with all along. So it doesn't matter whether you hold Shemitah B'Zmanah says D'Oraisa, or you hold Shemitah B'Zmanah says D'Rabbanan, you're always going to have to come on to Hefker Besdin anyway, right? In which case, I'm not going to be Eker Adavar Min HaTorah. I'm going to be making a Siyog. What's the Siyog? The Siyog is that people shouldn't come to be over on the Yisr. Avishar Melacha. So in terms of a Siyog, I can use Hefker Besdin Hefker to make it easier for people to keep a mitzvah min atayr. You see from here an amazing thing. That a takana, we're used to thinking about a siyag. What does a siyag mean? A siyag means to be a mishmeres to the Torah, right? So a siyag is usually lifnim mishurat adin. A wall to prevent you from coming to Isser. Over here we're being matir things to prevent you from coming to Isser. So normally people think that's not called a siyag. A siyag is always a chumrah. But then over here, the principle is a siyag because ultimately it makes it possible to maintain the way in which the Torah wants you to live with an awareness of Shemitah. So I have to write the principle. And with an awareness of the chiyuv to give loans and doing it. And making it possible to lead a life where that can happen. Right, that's the taina of the idea of the takanas bizmanazeh about Shemitah. Heter mechira. So the heter mechira is a heter and principle. But the idea of the heter is that it makes it possible to be shomer the dinin of the Torah. That's the point, isn't that? The same thing with mechiras chometz. It's all things that people would find so difficult to deal with would end up being mezalzel. This is an amazing idea because this is something that has been fights in every generation, you know. But we should make things easier. We should make things harder. That way, people will be less likely to be over. Yes, but there will be less people. That's true. So the question is, how does one measure this type of thing? What? Well, doesn't matter. Arevim don't change. No, you can't. Cancels the debt. What does that have to do with the Arev? Arev is only guaranteeing a debt. He's not going to pay back your Shemitah loan. Arev doesn't make a difference to Shemitah. Right.
Would that perhaps be the difference between now Siyog and Gedder?
Siyog is Aramaic for Gedder.
Rashi uses both.
Yeah, I understand, to make it clear.
Rebbe's Avkan would be Siyog.
But he's saying it's both.
In either of these cases, it's not considered a curious government of terror. We will apply Hefker Besdin Hefker. So Gedder would be something where it's protected, and Siyag would be like this, that it can be matter. Gedder would be defense, and Siyag would be support, not defense.
I think that he's just pointing out. I mean, it could be, but I think that he's pointing out that we use siyag as a strengthening of a getter. It's all. I don't believe that. But
siyag
me.
Yeah.
I think. I mean, we'd have to have. That was a very nice afghana. We'd have to see whether we could find other instances of such a thing. Usually, they're put together siyag and getter. So I'm not sure we want to go that way. It's a very very chashuv afghana. Okay, so in any event, we see here very, very meaningful, this idea of Hillel is like a whole different way of looking at things, right? This, I mean, it comes up all the time, these issues. Now, right now, this year, there's this big question about whether it's a good idea to have this kosher Shabbos switch, right? This is the latest scandal. They developed a switch that is mutter to use for anything, right? That it's there's no iser in turning on the lights on Shabbos. So there's many people that's wonderful. It's a tremendous takana. No one will be mechallel Shabbos. Everybody else, no, chas v'sholom. You're going to be people will forget what Shabbos is. But you're going to If you're able to, turn on the lights and turn on. I mean, what's the point of Shabbos anymore? So on and so forth. It's exactly the same problem about prenuptial agreements. Are you going to be mezalzin the whole union of kiddushin? And for that, this is it.
Yeah.
What?
The Shabbos clock.
What? I'm not here to discuss that. I'm just pointing out that this is a very fundamental question, and the Gemara indeed gets into it here. Because we find a machlokas between the Amoraim, whether they think the principle is a good thing or a bad thing. Is it a bizoyan? Is it a chutzpah? Is it ridiculous? So this is something that started a long time ago. It's a classic Hillel kind of movement. You'd expect if anybody's going to have both the guts and that kind of vision, it's going to be Hillel. That will do.
Didn't they have Shabbos clocks? What's wrong with the Shabbos clock?
Okay, yeah, it's different. But obviously, before Shabbos, you can do things that was always. There's no Easter before
this
Shabbos.
This is Mamish on Shabbos.
This is our Shabbos.
Well, stay tuned.
Fine. Stay tuned. Yeah, we'll see how it works out. No, it takes time for these things to work themselves out. Nobody works them out. Did we stay tuned to find out whether girls should go to school? Yes.
Like turkey.
Huh?
Like eating turkey.
Like turkey, okay. Exactly.
Exactly. Remember the two Israeli boys? Remember they
yeah.
Asked them
and they
went back to the yeshiva to bring the
bencher
because they had no idea about not
carrying on
Shabbos.
Yeah.
They broke here.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so let's go. So it's Hefker Bezen Hefker. The Amr of Yitzchak, we know Hefker Bezen Hefker. Shabbat v'chol asher lo yavo l'shloshet hayamim ka'atzat atzarim v'azikinim yochoram kol rechusho v'yibadel mika'al ha'gola. What is that? What right? Ezra and Nehemiah have a right to tell people we're going to take all your property away? Yes! You see? Ribli Ezra and Neocha. Ela ha-nachalot, ashenachalu eli Ezra ha-kohen v'yoshua binun v'roshe ha-avot. What is that supposed to mean? How would nichalu el Azara kohen and roshe avot? Who ever heard of roshe avot? I heard of roshe matot. I never heard of roshe avot. Well, who are roshe avot anyway? Manyan roshim etzel avot. Rosh is a word that is used for Besdin, and Av is a word that's used for Mishpacha. What's the comparison? Lomar Lecha, that's the point. Is it saying that the Rosh and Besdin have the same halacha of Avos? And in the same way that Avot are matchilin et b'neihem kol ma sheyirtzu, Av Roshim are matchilin ma'am kol ma sheyirtzu. That's the point. So if a person can be b'chalik d'chasev al-piv as a shechid ne'ira, so that's basically, a Besdin has the power to do that also. Okay, so all of this, these nafkaminas, are going to make, I mean, the question whether you need to come on to Tefka Besdin and Hefker would be also a machlokas, which is very nogei b'zman hazeh. Do you need a Besdin Choshev? Not any Besdin has a right to be mafkir to chosim. It has to be a Besdin that everybody accepts as a Besdin. So it would have to be a Besdin Choshev in that door, some older would have to be a takona that Hillel had used for the Koyach of his Besdin. Okay, again, these are different things. You'll notice that when we did here, we did our principle, so we went with both of these shitas, right? So some of the prusbolim were made on the basis of a Besdin Choshev, in which that Besdin Choshev had given over the rights for people to sign that they have accepted as agents of the Besdin the fact that so-and-so was Moser Shtarosa or so on, right? There was a different nuscha'ot that we had. Okay. In any event, Iboilu. Kihitkin Hillel Prusbo. When he made this takana, did he make the takana for his door? Or did he make this takana forever? Now, obviously, we don't mean, did he make the takana for his door and then it went back to the way it was? It means he made the takana for his door. And if somebody wants to change it and feels that it's important to change, he can change it. In my generation, I hold it's choshev, but I cannot say that this is something that you're up against me, and therefore it makes a tremendous nafkamina. Because with my nafkamina, levitule. If we want to cancel Prusbo, can we? See, Yamrit the Dareyu, the Takin. If basically what happened over here is he made a single generation, again, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Ludoro does not mean Ludoro. That's what's so weird. The Doro means the first generation that this could be implemented, which is after the Churban. So the Dorehu the Tika, if to us it appears that we're in bigger tzaras than we were without it, so then we'll be mevatel it, because we're not going running up against Hillel. And Yamar Dori Alman Hamitaka. If you're saying that, no, Hillel utilized his kayach to make this din, Takana Ledorot. So then the only way that you can be Mavato, the Takana of Hillel, is if you have a Bezdin that is indeed greater than the Bezdin of Hillel. So Ha'ein Beitin Yacholov Atel Divrei Beitin Chaverol and Kain Godole Menu Bechokhmah B'minyan. So you would need to have, again, this machlokas, and what exactly we mean b'chokhmah does mean. The ava bezdin is godol b'chokhmah does mean. The aggregate b'minyan obviously doesn't mean the number of people in the bezdin. So then you can't have different sizes of bezdin. So b'minyan would mean the number of, Rambam, the number of chachomim in that generation that are shemech on this bezdin, or that are interrelated with the chokhmah of the times. Or the Ravid learns it's the din in the minyan, a minyan hashanim, in terms of the experience, not only the knowledge, but the experience of the dayanim. In any event, whatever it means, it makes tremendous nafkamina. Well, Tashma, the Omar Shmuel, Shmuel said, look at Fina Prusba Allah, Ibe Beidin in the Surah, Ibe Beidin in the Narva. Shmuel said, you cannot write a Prusba unless you're in Rav's Bezdin or in my Bezdin. As those are the only Bate Dinim that are accepted across the board. And therefore, we have the kayach of Efker Bezdin Efker. Now, if you're going to tell me that Hillel was mitaken l'dorot, would that not mean that Hillel had used the power of his own Beit Din to affect the halacha, and now anybody in any generation who wants to take advantage of his takana signs in? So I'm signing into Bezdin of Hillel. So why do I need the Bezdin of Narda? Or the Bezdin of Surah. Because he's talking about Ami talking. So Bashar Beidin and Ami Lichtavu, what's the difference? What Bezdin you're signing on? No, that doesn't prove anything. Because maybe the Takana of Hillel was that I am Mitakein, that every Bezdin Choshev in its generation should be empowered automatically with such a document to utilize the Karef Afrika Bezdin Afrika. It doesn't mean necessarily I'm doing it in advance. That doesn't prove anything. So Dilma Kitakin Hillel Dariyama Kigon Beidina Diday. What he said is any Bezdin on the level of Samchut in people's mind as my best, and this also is a machlokas, what this means. So here, the Rabbeinu Tam, Tosis brings over here, would indeed use his Bezdin as a Bezdin to write Prusbalim, because he held it. Doesn't mean it has to be on the Madrega of the Bezdin of Narda and Surah. It means in terms of its generation. People are Samech on it the way in that generation there were Samech on Narda and Surah. That's all it means. So the Bizman Hazeh would be like Rabbani, Rabasi, or Rabbeinu Tam. Well, that's why the Bezdin of Rabbanut HaRashit sent around Prusbalim. You know, so okay, we are the Bezdin of Yerushalayim, we are the Bezdin of Yerushalayim, and everybody decides they are the Bezdin of Yerushalayim. But whatever. So the Bezdin of Rabbani, Rabasi, Dalim Elav Kuyim Amon. Avalakuli Amalo, but you can't just go to anybody. So bottom line, I want to know, are we dealing with the direct takana of Hillel, or can we say we're no longer mekhilim? We no understand much better. Toshmad, Yomar Shmuel. Look, Shmuel says, Ha Prusbala. You know, this Prusbal is an embarrassment. No, Bona de Dayanayu. And we'll see later on what the Lashon of Aluf is. I tell you, Iyashirchayev, I would ever be able to be strong enough, I cancel the whole darn thing. Avatlina. So, what do you mean, Avatlina? How could Shmuel say he would go and he would be Mavatala Prusbal? Well, we'll get there. Obviously, we're not dealing, the Gemara is only learning shots, not no shots. So Shmuel's comparing himself, his Bezdin is going to be a Bezdin like Hillel. So he says, well, you know, if I had the guts, I would go out and be Mavatal. No, maybe that's what he's saying. If I would be Zeichet to become such a Talmud Chacham, you'll turn me Hillel. So I'm telling you, I would be Mavatal. It's amazing how a person knows what they would do when they would become as big as the person that they're man. Okay. Reb Nachman said, well, I'll tell you, I would be Mekayimit. Reb Nachman, sorry, we don't need you to be Mekayimit. I'm Mekayim V'koy. You know, we have a principle, so what exactly would you do? Tell me. No, I mean, I would make it even more binding. I would make a principle an inherent property of all loans. So you wouldn't have to write a prosper. So Hachikomer, what Nachman is saying is, I think it is such a good takana that Ema Be'milta, I would add to it, the Afagav de Lo Katuv Ki Katuv Dami. But by the way, what do you mean it's an embarrassment? What exactly is the lashon of Ulbona? Iboilo. Is Ulbona means just the chutzpah? You know, that you go ahead and do whatever you want and you act with such high-handedly? Or is it Lishna Dinechutahu? Is it meaning it's an embarrassment that all they care about is themselves? What exactly do we mean? Because if it would be Nechuta, look, obviously, if you've got a crowded court docket in the fifth year of Shemitah, you ain't got a dream about what's coming in the sixth year of Shemitah, because you're going to have a sudden spike in people suing for loan collections that normally they would have been happy to wait, but they are not happy to wait for Shemitah coming along. So if you're a dayan, the worst nightmare is the half year before Shemitah. Oh my God. Okay, so therefore, it would make life a heck of a lot easier to create a prosper. And therefore, it's an ulbona de dayane. Right, so the whole thing really is just there to clear the court dockets, you know. So what's the lasha? Tashma di amar ula. Aluva kala shezinta bekerev chupata. This kala who goes fooling around with another guy under her chupa is awfully chutzpahdik. So obviously there it's lashon chutzpah. We're using the lashon aluva of pretty bad news. Amar of Mori brought about Rachel, brayed about Rachel. So Rav Mori, but Rachel's son, said, you can see this in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Acha melech b'misibo, nirdi. No, bro, I'm sorry, I made a mistake.
No,
her son,
Shmuel.
Yeah. Shmuel, Omer Rav Mori, who was the bro of Bat Shmuel. Yeah. Okay. Her son, sorry. Yeah. Brother Bat Shmuel. Mikra, where do we see this in the Pasuk? Acha melech b'misibo. There the king is at his own chas. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavayocho is under the chup of Har Sinai. And nirdi natan recho, my perfume suddenly sort of floated away. I didn't smell too good to him. And that means that, okay, so what we're saying is that here's the Kala, Klal Yisrael, who is pretty chutzpahdik, that she's bezana on Har Sinai to make the Yigal Azov. Well, my Rava, but you know what? The king still likes his little birdie. Because Adayin Chavivutu Gaban, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was ready to throw us out, you think he would have said it so nicely, Nirdina Tan Recho? He would have said, she stunk to high hell, is what she would have said. So the Pasuk should have said, he's Sriach, with his thing, Natan Recho. So even this Matzev was gently chided. So even though it's so lush of Aluv of Chutzpanyak, and we also find the other Latan Rabbanan, Hane'elavim, Ve'enam Olvim. So they are Ne'elavim. Other people speak chutzpahdik to them, but they do not speak that way to others. Shomim Cherpatan Ve'en Meshivim. They hear people insulting them and they have no response. Usimi Ahava, Usmechim Bi'isrin, Aleihem HaKatuv Omer Ve'ohavav, Kitzet HaShemesh Bigvurato. Tavlamidvav. Take out that vav. Ha'edim chotmim al ha'get b'ibnei tikkun ha'olam. B'ibnei tikkun ha'olam? D'oraita, d'chtiv, v'chtov, v'sefer v'chatom. Omar rabba lo tzrich, elo l'rebel azudu amreidim esira karti. Takin rabban an edich hatimam b'ibnei tikkun ha'olam. D'zimne d'maite sa'ade, inami zimne d'az l'medinat ha'yam. Rabbi Yosef Farmer, why? Afilu temelo Rabbi Meir. The takana was that you have to use your name in the signatures. You're edim mefarshim shmoteihem b'gitim b'ibnei tikkun ha'olam. Kiritan. Rishona, before this tikkun haya kotev, ani chatamti eid. Plony without a name. If im k'tav yado yotzim imakom acher kosher, im lav posel, if there's a new room. Om Rabbi Gamliel, takana gedola yitkinu, shemefarshim shemotem b'gitin, v'bnei tikkun ha'olam. Well, you can't use a simen. Rav always used a little fish. Rabbi Chanina, he was, you know, I'd rather be fishing. Rabbi Chanina would rather be sitting under a nice palm tree in the, you know, in Batayini. So Rabbi Chanina Tzer Charuta, Rav Chista Samach, Rav Oshaya Ain, Rabba Baravuna, the sailing boat, Zir Makuta. That's different because Shani Rabbonin, the Biki and Simanayu. Okay, but how did they get it out in the beginning? Mikara b'mayav kino. I mean, they had to get branded. They did on their first disc. Yilal hitkin pruzbo. Tanan atam pruzbo lehna mishamet. And ze echad min advarim shitkin yilal hazakin. Shara ta'am shinim nu milal vodzetza. ויעברו, מה שכתוב בתורה, ישמר לך פן ידע ורים לבבך בליהו. עמד, יקין פרוסבו, וזהו גוף של פרוסבו, מסרני לכם פלוני ופלוני הדיינים, שהוא במקום פלוני, שכל חוב שיש לי אצל פלוני, שגבנו כל זמן שארצה, הדיינים חותמים למטה, או העדים. Wait a minute, מי כמידי נראית משם, תשבי, יקין פרוסבו, ולא משם? אומר הבאי, הוא תנג בת שביעס בזמן הזה, ורבי, נתניה. רבי אומר, וזה דבר שמיטת שמות, בשתי שמיטות הכתוב מדבר, אחד שמיטת קרקע ואחד שמיטת כספים. So, בזמן שאתה משמיט קרקע, which means either קרקע in terms of יובל, which is how Yerushalmi understands it, and Tosfos understands here, or קרקע in terms of דינו ועבודת קרקע ושביעת. So אתה משמיט כספים, which is how Rashi understands. זמן שאתה משמיט קרקע, אתה משמיט כספים. תקין רבנן, תשמיט, because זה זכר לשביעת. So then, after the Rabbanan Royal Shiniminu Amil Avod Zetze, Amad Vidkin Prusbo. Wait a minute. He committed the right to Lom Misham Teshviz, Rabbanan Shmi Metakein, that there's a Rabbanan Shmita? Vidkin Rabbanan Teshamet, on Rabbi? Well, shame about that. So, Rav Amad, the whole thing is not a problem. It's all based on Hefker, based on Hefker. Now, Rabbi Yitzchak, Minayin Shefker, Beitin Ayah, Hefker, Shinema, Mikol Asher Lo Yavo, Lashloshet Ayamim, Katsat Asarim Vizkinim, יחורם קורח ושוב הוא יבדל מקהל הגולה. ובלעזר המיוח, אלה הנחלות אשר נחלו אל עזר הכהן וישו בנון ראשי האבות. What do you mean, ראשי האבות? It's not such a thing. מה עניין ראשים אצל אבות? ואומר לך, מה אבות? מנחים לבניהם כל מה שירצו. אף ראשים, which is ראשי המתות, מנחים לבניהם כל מה שירצו. יבואי לו. כי התקין הלו פרוסבו, לדערי יהודה תקין, לא דומה לדערי האמנה מתארים ענף, כבינו לביטולי. היא אמרת לדערי יהודה תקין, זה מבט לינה, לאלי אמרת לדערי האמנה מתארים, האם בית דין יוכל לבטל דברי בית דין חברו, אלו אם כן גדול ממנו בחוכבו ובמניין? מהי? תשמעתי אומר שמוע, לא כתבין את פרוסבו, אלא אי בבית דין את הסורה, או בבית דין את הנרדה. But he's like, I think לדערי האמנה מתארים, so then it's all based on hell. So what's the difference? What based on? So בשאר בית דין הנעמי לכתבו. No, you could say that Dilma Kitakin Hillel Darayama, he was Bitakin for the equivalent Beit Din in that door. So Kigon Beit Din of the day, like in our days, Rabbi and Rabbasi, who are Limilav Kuli Mamona, Avlakuli Amalo. So what's about the blind? Toshvadi, Omer Shmuel, Ha Prusbala, Yitzinu Bona de Dayanehi. I tell you, Yai Shechai Lavatlana. What do you mean, Avatlana? I thought any bez yochel of hatol divrei bez the kaver and kid gadol imenu b'chochav minyan. It must be that he was only mitakein for his door. No. Maybe Shmuel meant alikama imai asher chayil, and I'll be able to become such a talmud chochav, and I'll be greater than Hillel. So vatlina, Reb Nachman Amar, I'm going to be mekayim. What do you mean mekayim? We don't need you to be mekayim. Mekayim akoy. No alikama. Ema ba milta da afa gav the lo katuf. It should be automatic. Prusbok in katuf dami. The lotion that he used, Ubana de Dayone, what does that mean? Is it a lotion of chutzpah or is it a lotion of nechuto? Tashmadi Amar Ula, Aluva Kalash Zinta Bekerf Chupata, that's the basically lotion of chutzpah. Omar of Mari, Parada Bachmo, my crop, Ah, Chamel Ben Sibo, near Dina Tanrecho, Omar Rava, well, but still, you know, Adain Chavivuto Gabon, Dechtiv Natan Recho, it doesn't say Israel. Which could be a lashon of they just allow themselves to take it easy. Which could also be nechuta. Ve'inam ovim shomim charpatam ve'inam ashivim osim me'ava osmechem yisurin alei ma'akadu v'omer o'avav kitzei tashemesh bigvurat.